This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. Theatrically, the pickings have been pretty slim around here since the new year dawned, but things are looking up for February. Three local productions will premiere here in Cache Valley next month, and there are also a couple of really interesting offerings slated in Salt Lake City during February. The month will start off with a bang on February 4th, when the USU Theater Arts Department debuts She Kills Monsters. It's a comedic drama by Vietnamese-American playwright Ky Nguyen. Nguyen is known in a way, way off Broadway circles as the father of geek theater, which is a high-energy blend of pop culture satire, stage combat, puppetry, and multimedia special effects. She Kills Monsters should be fun. At the other end of the dramatic spectrum will be the Cache Theater Company's production of the tearjerker Steel Magnolias. The 1987 drama by Robert Harling uses an all-female cast to explore the emotional ties between the stylists and the customers of a small-town southern beauty shop. The CTC production of Steel Magnolias will run from February 7th to 18th at the Utah Theater on Center Street. Meanwhile, the Salt Lake Acting Company will stage the Utah premiere of A Doll's House Part 2 from February 5th to March 8th. The recent play uses Heinrich Ibsen's groundbreaking 1897 drama, A Doll's House, as a point of departure for a continuing contest of wills between a husband and a wife. Critics have called Lucas Nath's comedic use of Ibsen's characters more nuanced and heartfelt than typical modern battles of the sexes. Toward the end of the month, the Music Theater West folks will deliver your daily recommended dose of nostalgia with their production of the musical Annie. Based on the comic strip Little Orphan Annie, this feel-good show has been playing almost continuously since 1977. But the quality of Music Theater West productions is usually so good that they can make even an old hat show sound and feel fresh. Performances of Annie are slated at the Ellen Eccles Theater, February 28th to March 7th. Finally, the real wild card of the February premieres will be a full-length reimagining of William Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream by the Odyssey Dance Theater. Odyssey founder and choreographer Daryl Yeager has set the classic comedy in modern-day Las Vegas, with all of the bard's zany characters becoming performers in a musical revue at Caesar's Palace. The Odyssey Dance Show is set for February 27th to 29th at Kingsbury Hall in Salt Lake City. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.